Hello, welcome back. My name is Rabbi Avi Heller, and together we are learning Masechet Moed Katan. We find ourselves on the very bottom of Daf Chavchet Amud Bet. We're on the very last line of 28b. This series of recordings is a joint project of OU Torah, the OU Department of Synagogue Services, and the Daf HaShavua Foundation. And this is our last recording in the Masechta. We're going to finish the tractate today. We just have a little bit left to do. It should be a short recording. So we begin, and it ends with one or two more teachings, again, about mourning and a death. And then to finish off on a high note, there are a couple of sort of inspirational teachings that close out the Masechta. Last line of Chavchet Amud Bet. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, Kashe yetziat neshama min haguf kitzipori befi haveshet. Rabbi Chanina said, the exiting of the soul from the body is as hard, and now we're at the very top of Chavchet Amud Aleph, as a knotted rope that is being pulled through a round hole. Now, usually we use the word piaveshet, refers to the esophagus of a human being or an animal. So if you can imagine pulling something out of someone's throat, and it would be very painful and difficult. It's as if you imagine that you're pulling the soul out of one's throat, and it's a little too big or uneven to get out. So it would be both painful and awkward to get it out. Some people translate this piaveshet as referring to the holes on the side of a hull of a ship. And so you knot the rope so that it doesn't slip through the hole. You have to really yank on it to get the knot through the hole, kind of like, you know, shoelaces, if you can imagine. In any case, the idea here is that it's not easy. The soul doesn't want to leave. Now, we spoke about it earlier. We said that certain people were zoche to an easy death. And one of the examples was like a hair pulled out of milk. So when you pull a hair out of milk, it's a sort of there's no friction. It pulls out very, very smoothly, and that is contrasted with this. So perhaps a very righteous person, the soul exits the body very, very smoothly and painlessly. Whereas for a person who's not as righteous, it's a difficult and traumatic event. Rabbi Yochanan says it slightly differently. Kapetiri b'fiaveshet. He instead uses the language, instead of tzipori, the language of petire. Perhaps they just had two different versions. But a petire is also some kind of a cable that is hard to pull out. Okay, v'am Rabbi Levi bar Chaita. Rabbi Levi bar Chaita said, Haniftar min ha-meit, one who takes leave of a dead body, Lo yomar lo, should not say to him, lech l'shalom, go towards peace. Ella lech b'shalom, but go in peace. Haniftar min achai, on the other hand, if a person who is taking leave of his friend who's alive, lo yomar lo lech b'shalom, he should not say go in peace. Ella lech l'shalom, but should say go towards peace. And then we have a source for each of these. Haniftar min ha-meit, lo yomar lo lech l'shalom, ella lech b'shalom. How do we know that you should say that you should be bishalom to a dead person, as in rest in peace. Shenemar ve'ata tavo el avotecha bishalom, and you will come to your forefathers bishalom. When we talk about a person dying or being in the grave, the word is bishalom. And we saw examples of that in our previous recording too, where we said to the king Tzidkiyahu, where is it? Bishalom. B'shalom tamut, you will die in peace. So the language is in peace, as in rest in peace. Haniftar min achai, lo yomar lo lech b'shalom, ela lech l'shalom. But if you're leaving a live person, you say, go towards peace. Sharei David, sha'amar lav shalom. David said to Avshalom, lech b'shalom. So David violated this rule. Halach v'nitla, but then Avshalom went off to battle and was hung, and he died. So b'shalom ended up being about his death. Yitro shamar l'Moshe lech l'shalom, but Yitro said to Moshe, go towards peace, halach v'tzliach, and Moshe went and was successful. Now, I don't know if the Gemara is saying here that David caused Avshalom's death by saying lech b'shalom, or that Yitro caused Moshe's success by saying lech l'shalom. They're just saying that the proper language of b'shalom refers to dead people, and l'shalom refers to live people. And that's perhaps because the concept of being alive is that you can do mitzvot. And as you continue to do mitzvot, I guess you achieve a directionality towards shalom. You're active, so you're going le towards shalom. Whereas if you have passed away, you no longer can do mitzvot. So bishalom is an idea of being in a restful state, not an active state anymore. This is the last teaching of the Masechta. According to some versions of Seder Moed, some Rishonim had Seder Moed actually as the last Masechet of Moed. We have one more. After Moed Katan comes Chagiga. So in our order, Chagiga becomes the last tractate. But both Moed Katan and Chagiga have three chapters. So in some way they're interchangeable. So some had Moed Katan as the final chapter, and they argue therefore that this final teaching was meant to close out Seder Moed, and you'll see why that might make sense. V'amar Rabbi Levi said, anyone who goes from the shul to the study hall, and from the study hall to the shul, they will merit to receive the presence of Hashem's, or to receive Hashem's divine presence. Shenemar, as it says in Tehillim, Yelchu mechayil el chayil, Yireh el Elohim b'tzion. The one who goes from strength to strength will see God. So the strength to strength here is the Beit HaKnesset is one chayil, is one stronghold, and the Beit HaMidrash is one chayil, is one stronghold. So he goes from one stronghold to another stronghold, and then he sees Hashem. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rav Chiya bar Ashi quotes Rav, who gives a different interpretation of chayil el chayil, and he says, Talmidei Chachamim ein lahem minucha, afilu le'olam haba. Here he says, even in the world to come, he says, Torah scholars never get menucha. They never get to rest on their laurels. What? Shenemar, yelchu mechayil lechayil. They have to go from strength to strength. What does it mean to go from strength to strength? It means you never stop learning Torah. If you're a Talmid Chacham, you don't get a chance to stop and rest. You have to always continue to learn the next thing, to review what you've learned. So this is not the fate of Talmid Chachamim. They have to continue to exert themselves in learning all the time. So as a final tractate in Masechet Moed, it would be like a fitting conclusion to say, now that you've finished, you could say just finished Masechet Moed Katan, but you could say, as we finish the order of Moed, every Talmud Chacham should realize now is not the time to rest. You need to keep learning. Open up the next tractate and keep going. So the final pasuk is quoted, Shenemar, Yelchu mechayil lechayil, Yireh el Elohim b'tzion, Hadron alach ve'elu megalchin uslika la masechet moed katan, Hadron alach ve'elu megalchin uslika la masechet moed katan, Hadron alach ve'elu megalchin uslika la masechet moed katan. This is our last recording in this tractate, but I hope that you will find another tractate to begin learning soon, and I look forward to studying with you. Bye.